You're listening to 8th Right Radio News, keeping you up to date with the latest Final Fantasy XIV information. A service of the 8th Right Radio Network. Stay current by visiting our website at orzeapedia.com.
Hello and welcome to 8th Right Radio News for the week of October 23rd. I'm Fusion X.
And I'm Corinth.
The latest Ask the Devs column on Lodestone discusses the topics of party-based combat, guild leads, and quests. In it, they mention the bonus to skill points that players receive if in a party with other players within a 5-rank range. Also with this comes the news that if partying with somebody who is more than plus or minus 5 ranks, the bonus will not be granted. However, players will not receive any penalty to skill points. Instead, they will be receiving the same amount that they would be if they were soloing.
Next up, they talk about exchanging regional guild leaves. When you choose a leave, you can trade in up to 4 leaves. If a leave in your possession has white text, you'll be able to exchange it regardless of if it has been completed, failed, or not yet undertaken. Bonuses are granted to leaves during the exchange process. For example, if you exchange a leave from a different issuing authority, you will receive 1 star mark. Another star mark is obtainable if the leave has a different motif than the one you're currently exchanging the leaves for. The more star marks, the larger the bonus to your final rewards.
The post also talks about the difficulty of leaves. Harder leaves will result in more powerful enemies, larger amounts of XP and skill points, and greater rewards. The update in late November will allow for players to adjust the difficulty of the leave after it's underway, and the rewards will be scaled down accordingly. Another subject of discussion is the chests that appear during leaves. Chests don't always appear, and their appearance rate is increased when party members are leave linking. Gil, and in rare instances, items, can be found in these chests. Gil is automatically distributed to party members, and if an item is in the chest, it'll be placed in a random member's loot list.
Finally, some players have seen that after undertaking the level 20 armor quest, that they can no longer do the level 20 quest for blacksmith. This is because these two classes have been grouped together. Don't worry though, you'll have a chance to pick which class to quest for again at level 30.
There was a version update this past week that fixed some issues that players have been having. Among them are repair NPCs being given priority when loading, which means that players won't have to sit around to wait for them to load. The Conjurer's fast cast rate has been increased from 10 to 20%. The Lancer ability Fleet of Foot not working has been addressed, and you can check out the rest of the update notes on Lodestone.
There hasn't been a lot of community-related news this week, but we do have 2 small things to share. For anyone living in Japan, you can play Final Fantasy XIV without paying the monthly fees. How, you ask? Square Enix has teamed up with internet cafes countrywide. Many internet cafes require that you pay a small amount of money in exchange for using their shops. For example, if you pay around 300 yen per hour, you can use their computers, karaoke machines, comic books, beverage machines, and other things. The deal with Square Enix includes access to Final Fantasy XIV as part of that fee. You have to obtain a NetCafe-specific registration code for your Square Enix account. These registration codes are limited to NetCafe use only, meaning you cannot play at home using the same account. For more information on what internet cafes are offering the service and how to obtain a NetCafe-specific registration code, visit www.nepoca.com/ff14. That's www.nepoca.com/ff14. Also from Japan is news from the Kaspersky Security Symposium that was recently held in Germany. One of the conference presentations was on security issues that affect online gaming. The amount of malware that specifically targets online gamers has increased exponentially over the last 2 years. They note that attacks increase when new games are released or popular games release an expansion pack. Players of MapleStory and World of Warcraft are targeted the most, but even Square Enix made the list at number 7 with Play Online. While Final Fantasy XIV doesn't currently make the list, the expert did say that any game with a large number of users is a possible target. You've probably heard stories like this many times before, but better safe than sorry is a good motto to live by. Be careful of what you download and don't click on links from suspicious emails. Using the Square Enix security token can also help keep your account safe.
In Orzepedia news, our forums have undergone a few visual changes. To the right of forum avatars, you'll now be able to see the flag for your city-state, as well as your current job and your guardian. All this information is synced with your wiki profile that pulls information directly from Lodestone, so make sure to link your Lodestone character to your user profile if you haven't already.
Episode 4 of Remotely Plausible is out and plays host to a variety of guests to discuss role-playing from different points of view. You can download it from its blog post or from the podcast episode list.
Planning is underway for our second Aetherite Radio Community episode, and we'll be sitting down with Zariana from the FFXIV blog. If you have any questions you'd like asked on the show, make sure to let us know in the Aetherite Radio forums.
You can find more details about everything mentioned today on our website at orzopedia.com. Make sure to check back daily to stay up to date with everything going on in the Final Fantasy XIV community. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/orzopedia. If you have a news story you'd like to submit to us, mail it in to news@orzopedia.com.
Aetherite Radio News is part of the Aetherite Radio Network. To stay up to date with the latest episodes, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/aetherite_radio. You can also leave feedback on our forums or by emailing us at podcast@orzopedia.com. Thanks for tuning in.